Hello,
my name is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Well, normally I'm voting on the Democrat Party.
Okay, thank you.
Republican. And sometimes vote with the Mexicans.
But who do you lean more? Who do you lean towards more? Democrats or Republicans?
I'm Democrats.
Thank you.
Republicans there are will be dying breed.
Thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election in March of 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are you going to wait until November?
No, I'll probably vote.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next. First, please let me know if you have a favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. Beto O'Rourke.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Just favorable.
Okay. Debbie Gonzalez.
I don't know it.
Okay. Chivo Pastrano.
I don't know him either.
Okay. Ruben Bezerra.
I don't know him either.
Okay. Greg Cazar.
Where is he from?
President Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Roland Gutierrez.
I don't know him.
Okay. Aaron Sweener.
I don't know him.
Okay, thank you. In a Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, will you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
I'll probably vote for the first one that you mentioned.
Colin Allred, thank you.
Yeah.
In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Aaron Sweener or Chivo Pastrano, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I'll go with Pastrano, but I don't know either one of them.
Okay. Here is some more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Chivo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on the river road in San Marcos, and the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chivo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increased school funding and teachers' pay, ensure LGBTQ plus rights, get funding to end gridlock on IH-35, and increase the minimum wage. Erin Sweener is in her third term as State House member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert mean she is effective both at stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an outdoor, and conservationist. By training, Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development. She funded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on all of this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House will you vote for if you had to choose today? Aaron Sweener or Chivo Pastrano?
Aaron Sweener.
Thank you. Next, Ray, how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in a Democratic primary election for state representative? Use a 1 to 5 scale, with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all. Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden of local property taxes. 1 to 5, please.
5.
Thank you. Gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
5.
Thank you. Vouchers stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
5. No vouchers for those people.
Okay, thank you. Climate change and protecting the environment.
5.
Thank you. Voting rights and protecting democracy.
5.
Thank you. Fighting against Texas' new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
Yes, sir. Get to 5 to be in. I don't want anything that can't happen.
Okay. Growth, development, and traffic congestion.
5.
Thank you. Strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
5. Damn.
Thank you. Restoring abortion rights.
Yes, sir. 5.
Okay. Thank you. When it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One whose profile religious beliefs lead them to support some of Texas' restriction on abortions to stop the loss of unborn lives, or one who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas' women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medical necessary procedures?
The second one.
Thank you. Next, and just so you know, we're almost done now. Next, here are a few statements you might hear about that are critical of candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer each will cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or it will not matter to you. The candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother try to get off his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he dropped her.
No vote for him.
Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter.
Definitely vote against.
Thank you. While the candidate lives in Hays County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't know, they don't have strong, deep roots here. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter to you.
It really doesn't matter, but probably, depending on what the other candidate is doing.
Okay, thank you. The candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. The candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials reflecting criticism. They are not in touch with Hays County.
Probably. Probably. Situation.
Thank you. As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter, and argue in court that the rape was the girl's fault.
Definitely not.
Okay. Thank you. Lastly, some statements about the record of State Representative Aaron Zwiener, Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills. Do you think this is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
It's very positive.
Thank you. Erin Zwiener has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republican extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter bill, restrictions against out-of-the-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans.
Definitely positive.
Thank you. Erin Zwiener has a record delivering for Hays County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Positive. Extremely positive.
Thank you. Thank you. After listening to grieving local parents who lost their children to drug overdoses, Erin passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools.
Positive.
Thank you. Representative Zwiener successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that will have robbed billions in funding funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay the private and religious schools.
Very positive.
Thank you. As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Zwiener leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space.
Very positive.
Thank you. Erin Zwiener is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ+ rights.
Positive.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay, thank you. After hearing all of this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today between Erin Zwiener and Chibo Pastrano?
Erin Zwiener.
Thank you. Now, just a few more questions for classification purposes. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic background?
I would say both.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade of school that you have completed?
I completed 4 years of college.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Hays County? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more?
I don't live in Hays County. I live in Hidalgo County.
Okay, thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.